Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us begin the morning first class. Let's sing him 480. Together as God's guidance. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Thank you. Amen.
We have six more class to go, so hopefully I can make it, but God give me mercy on me. Because last time when I helped NYTS, one of a sister helped me hooking up with this projector. What I said and typing, so wow, it's very good. Really helps. Yeah, it's okay. We can think of a whole chapter now. We can try to gathering up to get together now. So put it in the dustpan. Into our heart. This is not the garbage, but this is hopefully becomes your treasure to put it into your heart. Because remember, this is the book of John. Once you look at the cross, you can feel the, there's 1 to 5, 6, 6 to 11, 12 to coming in. Chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Because I have a memory problem always. So I had a hard time doing even college. Once the class is require a lot of memory, then no matter how hard I study, I cannot get good grade. So I can tell my capacity of my memory is not that good. So, but I'm trying to always find out something, so it helps me. Then I use it. So this one helps me. So I just introduced you actually. So. Now look at chapter 1 to chapter 5. Since we studied the book of John, I'm sure you know what in the chapter 3, right? Chapter 3, the first one, anybody? Nicodemus? Born again, unless you're born with the water and spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom. Yeah? You cannot see the kingdom of God. So, interview. Right? Is it called the interview or it's called the Jesus talked to Nicodemus? Interview doesn't feel good. Jesus not interview with the Nicodemus to hire him, right? So, interview doesn't make sense. So you can say. Talk about the Nicodemus. Yeah. How to spell it, Nicodemus? N-I-C-O, Nick. T-H? D, oh, not D this time. Nick, the. Well, U.S. Nicodemus. Thank God with this English I finished, that's a blessing actually. Nicodemus, talk with the Nicodemus. And we know chapter
We're just trying to fill it up first, fill in the what we know. Easily we can find out. Chapter 6, I mentioned the 6 is like, you know, it's like, it's up to you, but feeding 5,000. Feeding 5,000, eh? Feeding 5,000. Any chapter you know? Chapter 13, huh? That's, what's in chapter 13? Food washing, right? Okay. How do you spell food? F-O-O-T, right? Food washing. And anybody, anything? Chapter 1, we just talk so much about new creation. Chapter 9. Yeah. Born blind man, eh? Yeah, it's born blind man. Born blind man. Chapter 2. Water. Canaan, right? Wine, not wine. Wine. Anything else? Chapter 5? 38 years. Years a sick, right? So, and then, anything? Chapter 4, Samaritan woman, right? Samaritan woman's, talk with the Samaritan woman's. Chapter 7 is preaching. Yeah, chapter 7 preaching, remember the feast. Feast of the Booth, yeah, technically right, that's right. No, not feast. Is that right? Thank you. Feast of the Booth, I forgot that. Of the Booth? Tabernacle? Tabernacle is a long word, so short word is a booth is a short. How to spell booth? T-O-T-H. Thank you. Tabernacle of the booth, I think. And then? How about the brother's side? Hmm? 17? 17. What is it, 17? Jesus. It's okay, you can speak up. Speak up, it's okay. I know, I understand you, because I myself is a very shy person, actually. But Jesus Christ, pray, yeah, it's his prayer. Because remember, from the 17 to 20, 21, this is for the tour to the the crucifixions, yeah, the whole things. Actually, from chapter 12 on, all the way to here, actually for the crucifixions, and on the way for the time, the hour, yeah, I mentioned about that. Chapter 12.
Mary anoints Jesus.
Yeah. Magdalene and Mary anointed Jesus.
Jesus was anointed. Anointed.
Jesus was anointed by the Mary. Not right spelling, right? Yeah, was PP there. Anybody, anything? Chapter 8, adulterous woman. Adulterous woman. Because you fill it up. It's just... Any? 11? Resurrection of the Lazarus, yeah. Resurrection of Lazarus. Lazarus. We on the, yes. Chapter 10. Oh, Jesus is a good shepherd, yeah. We can start with the door of sheep sequentially. That's okay, but and then plus. Yeah, she's a good shepherd. Now we can fill up this side and we finished. Then we can relax next few hours. Huh? Crucifixion. Crucifixion. Yeah, holy. This just remember as this together as talking about Holy Spirit. So chapter 14, we can say about the message of the Holy Spirit of this three. The Holy Spirit story. Once you read here, also can connect with that. Anyway, chapter 14. I go prepare for you. So I am the way. It's good. People, his disciple, coming over actually persecutions, difficult time, but he say end up and say overcome the world. My peace I give. How about the, now very close now, chapter 18. Jesus. Touch.
2021 is this 20
empty tomb. Twenty-one
fish.
It's a happy fish. So it's a,
they'll cut it, Jesus said, put it on the right side, cast the net.
How many fish?
I asked brother.
Yeah. How many? It's okay, you don't.
Yeah,
it's okay, you don't have to memorize it. Still, we go to heaven, but just for, you know, an extra credit. So now we go, you know, all things. As long as you remember each chapter, one event, and then you can connect with the story and words, then you can cover, actually. Very simple way. If you're trying to memorize the verse itself, then very hard. You can do it, but for me, it's very hard. But once I remember event, one chapter, and then you think about it, and then flipping the Bible, that's easy. So I just introduce to you. So we can think from chapter 1. I mentioned the chapter 1 talk about Jesus as a portrayed himself as a creator. That his creation is the first creation for the all mankind. But second creation, the new creation, is those who believe in him, those who receive him. So this creation is only those who believe in him. So those who come. This creation is not in the physical, but spiritual. So anybody receive him, receive the light, and become a son of light, and they actually get into the eternity. So this creation is in eternity. So his kingdom, Jesus talking about his kingdom in chapter 18, when he talked to the Pilate, this kingdom is not belongs to this world, clarified. I come from above, and he talked to the, you know, the Pharisees or the people there say, you come from this earth, but I come from above. You come from this, but you know. So this kingdom is a new creation. So I mentioned that in the first creation there's a Garden of Eden. Also in the new creation, also in the God, there's a Garden of Eden. This is chapter 20. Garden of Eden is chapter 22, Revelation. I forgot, 21 or 22. Now 22, there's a, in his creation, there's Garden of Eden. That's a spiritual Garden of Eden. You see that there's a throne of God, the Lamb of God in there, the throne of the Lamb of God. But, anyway. In Old Testament time, when Adam and Eve, they lost their paradise, and God chose Abraham, and later through his 12 tribes, and bring from out of the Egypt, bring them into the land of Canaan, which is the promised land. But yet, they cannot keep this promised land. The law of Moses is not enough, because we are not enough to keep all the laws. So end up, they also lost. So this grace is very limited. Also the very exclusive, the one geographically also. But when Jesus came to this world, Jesus is also the figure of Moses, actually, spiritual Moses, lead us into his promised land.
But this land is spiritually in His kingdom. Yeah. So this is the new creation way to lead into us to this promised land. And this kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. So Jesus mentioned about the chapter 4 when Jesus talked to a Samaritan woman. God seeking the true worshiper. Now defining it's not the one who keep the Moses law the way as a physically, but spiritually with the truth, and with the spirit and the truth to keep come to the Lord. So in a new creations, defining is more actually more spiritual, more into our soul, into our heart. So Book of Matthew, Jesus mentioned that chapter 5, verse 17 says, "Do not think that I come to abolish the law of the prophet. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill." And he also redefined the commandment of God. The way he redefined the Ten Commandments, not as like Old Testament, actually more, actually reinforce of the keeping the commandment of God. And more serious, actually. If we do not have a heart, it's hard to keep the commandment of God. But in Old Testament time, for example, like, you know, when you keep the Sabbath, as long as you don't move it from your house, then you keep the Sabbath, right? Don't do anything. Eh? If you don't like to eat, then you don't eat, it's still okay. Then you don't move, you don't work, you don't labor, then you keep the Sabbath. Then you have no chance to be stoned to death. That's Old Testament. That's true. But in New Testament time, even Saturday, we drive to the church, and we come to attend the service here, our heart is not here. Then actually we don't keep the Sabbath, according to his standard in New Testament. So more actually into our heart now. Yeah. So not the spiritual creation, I mean new creation require is actually more than Old Testament actually. So without heart is impossible to follow. Can we project here the chapter by chapter then now? Once you look at the notes, the first one is the Word become flesh. The Word of God is very powerful. They have a authority. The whole world created by the His Word. We know that. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah chapter 45 verse. Isaiah chapter 45 verse 12. "It is I who made the earth and created man upon it. I stretch out the heaven with my hands, and I ordain all their host." And God says, "It is I who made the earth, create man upon it. I stretch out the heaven with my hands, and I ordain all their host." My translation in Korean is a Korean translation, but I ordain here with His Word. Look at the one more verse in Psalm chapter 33. Psalm chapter 33, verse 9. "For He spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." So for He spoke and it was done. The Word of God is such a great power. The word of God is like a two-edged sword, you know. We know this in the book of Hebrews chapter 4 says, word of God is such a authority. When my mother was, when I was little, my mom, when my father, when they sometimes, they talk to themselves, and suddenly, sometimes says, "Satan, get out of me," you know, say something, you know, this word. Sometimes, when I was little, why she talk like this, you know, just. Why she say that? I didn't know. But later I asked, why mom, why you say that? Why you say, Satan, get out of me. Why you say that? And she told me, sometimes without helping, the thought coming into our heart. Things that we're supposed not to think, things that we're supposed not to hold within our heart. So what are we gonna do? Yeah. There are two ways we can pray to God, ask God to help us, to strengthening our heart so that Spirit of God can protect our heart. At the same time, with the name of Jesus Christ, we can casting out those all the thought. Because those are thought is coming into our heart and give our heart to be open to opportunity to the Satan. So that we can use the Word of God to keep our heart to be pure. So the Word of God can work with us in this way. To guide us. We know our heart is the temple of God. The true joy when we keep our temple to be pure so that His kingdom can remain with us so He can keep supplied His truth and His joy. And let's turn to First Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Do you not know that you are temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man destroy the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, that is what you are. Here's Apostle Paul telling us that we actually, when we receive the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God dwelling in our heart. So the temple was created in our heart. So we have to keep this temple to be holy, remain as it is, so that we can glorify God, our prayer to reach up to God. I'm sure because after 2 weeks you come to the Lord and you can pray to God, continue, and you can meditate the Word of God. You can feel that your heart is very turned to be clean. You can feel that your heart turned to be more clear and cleaner, pure than before, so that we can see God. Once our heart to be truly be pure, that we can see the God. Blessed are your pure heart, and you can see God. You can see God. Jesus is the light. If you look at the book of John, you can see as a light, many places mention about the light. John chapter 3. Do you have a note in this one? Never mind. John chapter 3:19. And this is the judgment that the light is come into the world, and the man loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. Verse 20. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light. The least his deeds should be exposed. But verse 21, but he who practices the truth comes to the light, that is a deed may be manifested as having been wrought in God.
Sometimes our heart, you can tell our heart, instead of we close to God, we close to darkness. You can tell the force within us. The force, the trying to push us, our flesh, our soul trying to push to the flesh side. But you can tell that you have to pray to God. There's only way is you come to God, ask God's help. So we have to stay in the light. Otherwise the darkness prevailed in our life, that we lose our spiritual eyes, that we lose everything. Because salvation is very precious. What you and I receive, the light from above, is very precious because it connects with the eternity. Not only the eternity itself, but we can live with Him forever. So this is an everlasting eternity with Him. So this is so precious. With any cost, we have to help ourselves to keep our faith. Really, really essential matter for us. Especially because you and I myself too, you are young generations. Right? We can call the hot blood. There's a lot of temptation out there. If we do not have a strong faith, naturally our desire, flesh desire, can overpower us. So we have to be very, hope that you can truly be a good Christian, the way you keep your faith pure enough to acceptable to God. Let's look at the First Timothy. Oh, I'm sorry, 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse from 20 to 22. Now, in a large house, there are not only gold and silver vessel, but also vessel of wood and earthenware, and some of the honor and the some is dishonor. Therefore, a man cleanse himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work. 22. Now flee from youthful lust and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. I hope this verse help us. So encourage us, let our heart be pure enough to be our vessel used for the instrument of God. Now we can go on to the John chapter 2. Any question about John chapter 1? If you have, just let me know. Before we go to the John chapter 2, but John chapter 1, always remember the three point, the one, the Creator and Savior and the Master, 3 points. Then you can picture it in yourself. So that helps. Because I prepared this for my purpose, for my sermon series, actually for the outline. For the double purpose, I use this. Each chapter for the 3 points this way. And point one, point two, and point three. Creator. Third is masters. So chapter one, just remember this. Creator, God created a new creation. And this creation is not Old Testament, the New Testament, his creation is the Word of God. Word of God, I just.
word of God coming into the world with the flesh. How we can see that he's a true love? Because he become flesh. The word of God, the word become flesh. So we can see this is his love. Savior is Lamb of God. Lamb of God, you can find out Exodus 15. I think Exodus 15. Oh, Exodus 12. Yeah. Exodus 12, they, you know, the way before, because chapter 14 and Exodus, they coming out. So the Passover, during the Passover, before the Passover, they kill the lamb and then they prepare and then they apply the doorpost, the blood. So that Exodus 12. But this Lamb of God, is the story is continue actually to us also. Yeah. So you can think about. And Jesus is the master. Have you noticed that when the look at the, this Lamb of, look at look in the Lamb of God, the two disciples goes to Jesus. One is Andrew, the other one I'm not sure, but because Andrew called the brother, his brother Peter later on. So Jesus changed. You will be later to be a Kepa, which is the, you know, the your name to be a Peter as a, the, right? The, stone, that's right, stones, upon the rock. So Matthew 16 says, you know, he confessed, you are the living God, and then upon this rock, I'll build my church. So, because like, Jesus trying to change his name. Yeah. So master can do it. That's new creation. He's a fisherman, catching the fisherman, but later changed to catching the man. Upon the his rock, upon the his confession, upon the his confession, build his true church. So that's 3 points. And chapter 2 and kind of water. This is a physical instance. You know, can I the water to wine? We can think about your life. Huh? How you can please yourself. Maybe you if you have everything in your life, maybe you can be pleased. What do you think? I always struggle in my school. I always struggle. How come I cannot be A? If I study hard, why I can get only C? C is more like a smile to me. A is too far from me. But sometimes I struggle a lot. When I was at elementary school, because you know the several students, they cannot read well, so they leave them, and after school, they all, the rest of them go home, but we still continue to keep on read. If, even I cannot read clearly the Koreans at that time. So the few of them stay extra 1 hour, teacher teach us. Why I met myself to be one of them, stay extra hour. Why I cannot go home to play with, you know, my neighbor kids? Why my hour to play time is shortened because of that? I struggle there. And so actually, when after junior high, I think I don't want to go to college. Oh, at that time, it's already. Yeah. So I went to a technical high school, actually. So why I come to United States? Because away from the study, actually. Yes, because in Korea, they're very pressure. Once you go to high school, the pressure to go to college is great pressure. So I don't want that pressure because I don't think I can survive. So let's go to new land, it's better. So I come to USA, but I cannot get away too. So I struggle a lot here. But because sometimes we think our life, I want to this, but I don't have it. They kind of struggle with us sometimes. But sometimes the lack of something is blessing to be in. If you have everything, you don't have to rely on God. If you have everything, naturally you can be very proud of yourself. That's the problem, sir. The human natures, we need God. So God need, God give us always have something, the kicking us something. If we have a feel that, if you feel that we have everything, that God just take away. Because that has become a blessing. Do you remember when Jacob, he's a perfect man? Well, it's okay. He's very selfish nature, but anyway. I think personally, maybe if I were at that times, I don't want to be friend with the, I don't want to be friend with the Jacob. I want to be friend with the Esau is better. But I, because Jacob went out, but he desired of the blessing. So when he come back, God says, after 20 years, come back. And he's just on the way back. But he knows that his brother, his old brother is coming to him with the 400 men. It was scarier. What if he killed me? So before he crossed the Jabbok River, he prayed to God. Remember what God did it? Do you think man of God is because man of God is so, you know, not enough power to just, you know, tackle him then just right away? Because you can think about in your mind, you are now wrestling with the man of God. Man of God can just pull you down within a few seconds. You know, with 1 second is enough. But he wrestled with the man of God the whole night. That means the whole night, man of God, to keep on holding, make him in balance. If he's trying to pull the man of God to rest. But end of the wrestling, who's the winner then? Let the man of God, that's his plan. Man of God, let him to become winner. Let him to be a winner. That's what God's intentions. So he keep on wrestle with the Jacobs. But the last moment, I had to leave. But Jacob said, unless you bless me, I don't want to let you go. So then you have to pay me. Hit the, you know, the bone, remember? So the one, what's the name of this bone? I know the Korean words, but this once a man of God just hit this bone, he become crippled. Remember, the rest of his life, he lived as a cripple. He lost this bone, so he become a cripple himself. So Israelites do not eat even anymore that part of the bones. He lost his bone actually. He became from perfect to handicapped person, yet he received the blessing of God. So sometimes we think that we are perfect and it's good, but not necessarily. Lose something, actually gain everything. You have to think about it. So when even Apostle Paul, when he preached the gospel in his ministry, let him to be healthy all the time, then it's become a great worker to, you know, to preach the gospel. But purposely God gave him a thorn in his body. Because it's too good. If you're too good, then I give you a thorn in your body. Help yourself. My grace is sufficient for you. It's enough. You know, which means take away from him something. Make him too weak. So let him trust him. This is the blessing. So in your life, if you think you're something missing in your life, you think you're like a handicap in yourself. Everybody have a certain handicap. Do you think so? Oh, we have to finish. I'm sorry, Prince Islands. Amen.